Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Time bomb for small businesses to hold on to. And by information, I mean that data that the merchant is then reliable for as soon as a merchant, you know, offers their payment information. So what Dwell actually does is it strips away that sensitive financial information from inside of the transaction and doesn't actually provide it to the recipient. So it's kind of like defusing this ticking time bomb every time somebody wants to pay. And that's a very powerful feature.
But you don't change how the person, the customer uses, right? They still have the same credit card that they would have used otherwise, right?
Well, actually, we don't allow existing card networks into our system. So if you look at Square, or if you look at PayPal, for example, these are aggregators of networks of an e-wallet system.
Right.
We're actually a lot more like Visa. We're a lot more like MasterCard in the sense that we help money move from point A to point B, just in a more streamlined fashion.
All right. So how would if I'm out here in my business and there's somebody buys something from me and they're ready to pay and I'm doing business with you, how would you be different from 5 years ago with somebody else?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the business, right? You know, one of the things that we really specialize in doing is that.
I need you to walk me through it. I don't want to hear about streamlining. Walk me through the exact steps that it would take. How do you fit into that process? Does the person still pull out a MasterCard? Do they still swipe it on my machine? Where do you guys plug in?
Well, for example, in the online experience, what we would actually do is there is no card. There is no plastic with
right.
Wallet. What essentially you're doing is authorizing a transaction over the internet. So if it's in your phone, If you're at a retail situation,
my customer then has got to do something different than they've been doing in order to use your service in my business. Right? Is that right?
Slightly, but
yeah. Okay. All right, I'm gonna let you explain yourself after these messages. We're gonna get to the bottom of this, folks. Don't worry. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out too. You can find out how you can buy my book there. You can find out more about The Age of the Customer. You can find out more about The Age of the Seller. The Age of the Seller is going away. The Age of the Customer is emerging. And you need to know what you need to know, so that you don't wind up in the wrong age. And because if you get stuck in the age of the seller, folks, which many of you still are, if you stay stuck there, you will not survive. And you need to make the conversion to the age of the customer. And I talk about all that in the book, but also a lot of it on the website. So check that out, ageofthecustomer.com. Jordan Lempe is with us, folks. Jordan is Director of Communication at Dwolla, D-W-O-Z-O-L-L-A. Dwolla, is that Dwolla.com?
Yep.
All right, Jordan, welcome back. Okay, so folks, we're talking about a way to take money from your customers electronically for less expense and possibly even more secure. Now, let's get something squared away here, Jordan. Whenever MasterCard sends me a card for my account with them, that card represents the interface between their credit that they've extended to me, the cash access to money that they extended to me, and the business that I'm doing business with, right? The card is the interface. And by using a MasterCard, I'm going to be doing business with MasterCard alone, not American Express. It's not a universal card. It's just for that one company. Now, if I have Dwolla on my, if I'm a merchant and I have Dwolla in my, with my company, then what is your interface?
You know, that's a good question. Really, cards are just a trigger, right? So what we do, and depending on the situation where somebody's interacting with the business, you know, if it's in a retail situation, like I'm buying coffee,
yeah,
you can use a mobile application on your cell phone to log in and then send that payment.
Right.
If I'm sitting at home on my computer, it's actually a lot like logging into your email. So you log into your email at the end of a checkout experience, and you authorize the payment from Dwolla.
Mm-hmm.
And is Dwolla
then accessing my credit, my checking account? Is there a credit line available? What are you doing? Are you accessing PayPal? Are you accessing?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.